तो वर्स नंबर 33 अर्जुन उवाच योयम् योगस्त्वया प्रोक्तः साम्येन मधुसूदन एतस्याहं न पश्यामि चञ्चलत्वात् स्थितिं स्थिरां टुगेदर अर्जुन उवाच योयम् योगस्त्वया प्रोक्तः न मधुसूदन एतस्याहं न पश्यामि चञ्चलत्वात् स्थितिं स्थिरां. So Arjuna said, Arjuna had a question. Yoho, yaha, this, I am, this yoga, which you have told, tvaya proktaha, by you has been told, he's using the passive voice. So this yoga, which has been told by you, the yoga of equanimity, samyena, the yoga of equanimity has been told by you, O Madhusudana. Madhu was a demon, very powerful demon that was destroyed by Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So that was one of Krishna's names, Madhusudana. So he says, O Madhusudana, this yoga of equanimity that has been told by you, etasya aham na pashyami, I do not see of this yoga sthitim sthiram. I do not see the firm, continuous utility of this. Temporarily, I think it may be okay, but I don't see that it can be permanently useful. Why? Chanchalatvat. Chanchalatvat means because of restlessness of the mind. Because the mind is so restless, I don't think this yoga can be continuously practiced. I don't think so. You say, oh, you know, this wise person always sees God everywhere. And then he sees God within, and then he's the same to all. And he says, they are in me, I am in them. You know, he says, no, some people I can say they are in me, but others, no, I don't want. No, I don't think so. I cannot, I don't see the sameness in all. You know, criminal and, you know, temporarily when I'm sitting in meditation and I'm saying, om, om, like that, my mind is still. And then I feel the presence of the Lord and I feel the silence and peace. But the moment I go out into the world, the mind gets disturbed. I don't think it is practical. It is not going to stay. Why? Because the mind is chanchala. It is restless. So, as we can see, Arjuna has very beautifully summarized. He has been listening, you know, all these 32 verses that the Bhagavan has taught, he has been listening. He says this yoga of equanimity. So he, in one word, he summarizes all the 32 verses that Bhagavan Shri Krishna. So he's a good student. He's not just sitting and sleeping in the class. You know, he's listening carefully. So here also he says that you have taught me this yoga of equanimity, but I don't see its utility. I don't think it is useful. It is unrealistic. It's not realistic. And that's what we also think, you know. I don't think, you know, it is possible. It cannot happen. Hoi nahi sakta. Why? Because it's temporary. As we said, the mind is restless. It is changing. The world is changing. Even if I am calm, but somebody comes and insults me, somebody comes and hurts me, something bad happens and I was very happy and then something bad happened or an illness came or I got sick or some near and dear one. To remain calm in all situations and remain peaceful is not practical, Bhagwan. You should have come up with a better theory than this. After 32 verses, he's still not convinced. But the beauty of Vedanta is that we are given freedom to ask. See, that is the beauty of Vedanta, that it's not that, you know, thou shalt listen to me or thou shalt suffer in hell. No, there is nowhere Bhagavan Shri Krishna says. He says, this is what I have taught. If you wish, you practice. If not, Yate chasi tatha kuru, as in the 18th chapter at the end, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, I have given you 700 verses of teaching. If you wish, if it is useful, you practice. If not, so full freedom is given to the student to ask questions. As long as it is intelligent question done after thinking. And that's what we also encourage at the end, that if you have any questions or doubts, please do ask them. And that's why if you read the verses ahead of time, then questions can arise. So freedom is given, but the student has to have faith in the teacher, that the teacher will answer my question to the best of his ability. And Arjuna had total faith, of course, in the Lord, because it was Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And also Gurudev Chinmayananda, his teachings that we are all sharing. So whatever we have studied, whatever we discuss is from these great masters. And why does he call him Madhusudana? Madhu was a demon, but Madhu also represents the ego. So the Lord in us destroys the ego, the ego within us, because what creates the disturbance is the ego. I wanted this and I didn't get it, or he did this to me and he did that to me. So the ego is the problem. So when I am connected with the Lord, then I, the little ego, does not exist, and God alone and manifest through me. So what it shows that Arjuna has asked a very right question, that this yoga, because he has tried to control his mind. I'm sure he has tried to meditate before, and he finds that it is not easy. So it shows that he has gone through this process, and it is very important to know what to ask. When I'm asking somebody for something, it is very important to know what to ask and to ask the right question at the right time. Talking about what to ask, so there was this man who worked in the DMV, in the government office, and he got transferred to a different desk, in that same department. And so he went there, and there was this old guy who had retired. And so he was cleaning out his desk, all the junk and everything, and a lot of papers he threw out, because they were from 1942 or whenever this guy had first started. And as he was cleaning out, in the back, he found an old lamp. And he said, what is this lamp doing? This dirty lamp. So he started just taking off the dust. And there came a genie. It always happens, right, when you remember. So this genie came. And genie said, Master, you have 3 wishes. You can ask me 3 wishes. He said, I don't believe in genie. This is all nonsense. This guy is just bluffing me. He says, 3 things? He says, yeah. He says, okay, bring me a Coke. Let me ask. So instantly, cold water, cold cup of, with ice, Coke, instantly appeared. He said, man, this guy is real. He's not joking. He's a real genie. So he said, okay, you know what? I want to be in a beautiful island surrounded by beautiful girls. And instantly he gets transferred to this island, but he's the only man. And there's all these beautiful girls around him, and they are just, and everything is beautiful. He said, wow, I'm in heaven. It's so nice. So by now he has forgotten about his 3rd wish, right? Because he's looking at all these girls. But the genie remembers. So genie appears there. Only he can see the genie. And genie says, what about your 3rd wish? You forgot. You needed a 3rd wish. He says, oh, yeah. Now that I have this, I don't want to work a single day again in my life. Genie says, okay, and transfers him back to DMV. So we have to know what to ask and what to ask for and what question. So that is what Arjuna is asking, the right question. Why? Because he wants the right information. He wants the right knowledge. But people think, Arjuna is right. So they say, instead of calling this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you should call it Arjun Gita. Why? Because we agree with Arjuna completely. We don't think meditation is practical. And then in the first chapter, he says, war should not be fought. We say, yep, Arjuna is right. So there are many people who agree more with Arjuna than with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So what the idea is that Arjuna is asking these questions because this information is not clear to him. So similarly, you and I should have questions, but have faith. if this knowledge has been given by the great masters, if the Lord himself has given this knowledge, or the knowledge of the Upanishads was given by these great rishis, or knowledge of the Bible has been given by Lord Jesus himself, who was the Son of God, or by Buddha, who was an enlightened master, or these Upanishads, these great rishis who in their meditation heard it, then I have to have faith that yes, this knowledge is valid. That is the first thing, at least in my mind, I never doubt. I say if it is there in the scriptures, not that you don't have questions, you can have questions, but rather than disagreeing with the scriptures, I feel that what they are saying, I am not able to measure up to them. That's why the scripture appears unrealistic, because the yogis and the teachers have set up a standard, you know, pramanam. That's why even the today's verse that we'll be doing in the adult, in the children, is tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthitav. So the scriptures are our pramana, are our benchmark, are our standard that we need to follow. And if you or I cannot meet that standard, it's not that the scripture is wrong. It is my inability to rise to that level. So faith in the scriptures is necessary. And you understand, if the masters say that they have enlightened and they have attained this truth, that is the truth. They have, because they have nothing to gain from it. But if I am not able to reach, the fault is mine, not of the book. So total faith in the scripture is very important. Again, faith does not mean blind faith, but faith is Shraddha. Shraddha is what? Faith with understanding. I understand the scripture, then I have faith. Not blindly, okay, it's written there, and if whoever else doesn't believe, I should kill him. Then that is blind faith, but faith with understanding. So that's why the word Shraddha is a very, very pregnant word, has a lot of meaning in it. It is faith with understanding. So Arjuna asks this question, and then he thinks Bhagavan Sri Krishna hasn't understood my question. You know, he said, I need to hammer it a little more. He wants to repeat the question. So he repeats it with a little more emphasis. Bhagavan, I don't think you have understood. Of course, Bhagavan had understood even before he spoke, but he feels that he has to hammer the point again.